This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The first nation to successfully weaponize and mass produce deadly pathogens was Great Britain during the start of World War II, soon followed by the United States, Germany, France, and Japan. While many nations mass-produced them, Japan was notorious for deploying biological weapons, killing almost 500,000 Chinese soldiers and civilians in several military campaigns, including the 1940 bombing of Ningbo, China, when Japan's secret bioweapons unit 731 dropped ceramic bombs full of living fleas carrying the bubonic plague. German pharmaceutical company IG Farben Bayer conducted fatal human experiments on prisoners and killed over 1 million people with its cyanide-based Zyklon B. The U.S. established their own bioweapons program at Fort Detrick, Maryland in 1942, and by the end of the war, brand new facilities were completed for mass production of anthrax and other bioweapons. After the war, the directors of IG Farben were punished at the Nuremberg trials, but the scientists were secretly absorbed into America's bioweapons program. Japan was planning to attack the city of San Diego, California, with weaponized plague, but they surrendered 3 weeks prior to the scheduled attack. And while Japanese researchers arrested by Soviet forces were tried for war crimes, those captured by the United States were secretly given immunity in exchange for working with the U.S. bioweapons team. Long after World War II, the U.S. bioweapons program continued to expand with the help of Japanese and German war criminals. And in 1969, the U.S. government officially terminated their offensive biological weapons program, continuing on with a defensive biological weapons program, which was nothing more than a change of language ahead of the Biological Weapons Convention in 1972. The U.S. would continue to experiment with and produce deadly pathogens, but now under the guise of defense, and mostly defense against Russia. Of all the nations involved in bioweapons research, Russia factors in very little. The U.S. government claims that the Soviet Union had the biggest bioweapons program in history, but this is based solely on a mysterious 1979 anthrax leak and the lone testimony of Soviet defector Ken Alibek, who has also been absorbed into the U.S. bioweapons program, and who has helped the U.S. surround Russia with dangerous bioweapons labs. Russia is now releasing confiscated documents of the work that was being conducted in the NATO-backed biolabs they have secured in Ukraine. These labs were allegedly developing genetically engineered bioweapons to target specific Slavic people, and experimenting with ways of spreading pathogens via bats, ticks, lice, and fleas, like the work Japan's Unit 731 was doing before being secretly brought into the U.S. Meanwhile, Bill Gates is currently allowed to release hundreds of millions of genetically modified mosquitoes within the United States as some sort of disease control experiment. You can say what you want about Vladimir Putin in Russia, but they aren't the ones waging war against the people of the West. That would be the World Economic Forum, the big banks, and their lackeys of the Great Reset agenda. After the U.S. government sanctioned all the Russian people, Putin responded by only targeting a few known criminals of the Great Reset cabal, as if sending a message to the Americans that we share the same enemies. Whereas the global elites are working towards destroying the nation-states, Russia is reinventing the nation-state. Russia hopes to be the world's biggest producer of organic farming, while the globalists are pushing for genetically modified foods, bugs, and synthetic meat. The globalists are actively destroying the family, down to the mother's womb, while Russia seeks to build a society based on family and Christian values. The Russian government provides fallout shelters for the civilian population to potentially survive a nuclear war. And the U.S. government has absolutely...
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, he's been having a lot of big viral videos the last 2 years going up and really telling jokes in front of city councils, the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but also doing some of his rapping. And one of them got tens of millions of views this week dealing with the whole situation with Ukraine and Russia. And, of course, he is a pimp. He owns a blimp. Alex Stein, comedian, really funny guy, is here with us for the balance of the hour. Then we get back to being serious in the third and fourth hour tonight with some big breaking news and more. But first, here's one of the previous viral clips where he's in scrubs, not in a business suit, talking about the fraud of the whole COVID police state, which is now all confirmed.
Would the real Dr. Fauci please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up. Vaccinate your mom. Vaccinate your dad. Vaccinate the happy. Vaccinate the sad. Vaccinate your babies. Vaccinate them, even if they got rabies. Vaccinate my life. Vaccinate my wife. Vaccinate your DNA. Vaccine created by the CIA. Vaccinate your body. Vaccinate me at the party. Vaccination freak. Vaccination freak a leak. I want the vaccine in my life. I want the vaccine for my wife. I want to vaccinate you all day long. Vaccinate you while I wear my thong. Vaccinate me. Vaccinate who? Vaccinate she. Vaccinate her. Vaccinate them. Vaccinate my friend. I want to vaccinate to the end. Vaccinate me pure L. I love you. What can I say? DNA, I love you. I've got the pure L, feeling pure, so clean. Got the lights off because I'm calling Paul. Do you got to clean the mic? You got to vaccinate. You going to get corona from Mona. Don't vaccinate. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. You got to vaccinate in the Lone Star State. Vaccination is so great. Vaccinate me all day long. Vaccinate your daddy and mom. Vaccinate my body. Vaccinate me at the party. I vaccine dream. I love the vaccine all day long. I want to vaccinate your mom. I want to stick you deep in your arm. Omar, where are you? I want to vaccinate you, but you can't hear my song. Vaccinate me in my thong. Vaccination, right or wrong. Dr. Fauci, give me that ouchie. I want it in my body. Vaccinate me to go to the party. Omar is back. Vaccinate me white or black. Vaccinate you. Vaccinate who? Vaccinate you all day long. Vaccinate your dad and mom. Vaccinate me in my thong. Vaccinate the mayor. I am a vaccination player. What can I say? I'm the real Ron Sayer. Prime top 99 on the ground all the time. I blow your mind. I spit the rhyme. I commit the crime. I'm always on time because I'm 99. Alex, and I grind a shot and I blow your mind one more time. Vaccination mind, vaccinate your body, vaccinate your life at your vaccination party. I love y'all.
So great satire. That got millions and millions of views as well. People can say it's over-the-top cringe. I think that's the point. Alex Stein is here. He's on YouTube with Conspiracy Castle. Also, he has a band.video channel, Conspiracy Castle. It's very, very popular. He goes out into serious interviews and out on the street, gets attacked by liberals and more. We had you on Friday. I appreciate you coming down here from Dallas. Appreciate the crew getting doing a great job getting here. Thank you so much.
Come on, Alex. This is an honor. For me, this is like the Super Bowl. I know you do this every single day. This guy does it 6 days a week. He's the hardest working man in show business. And I know he doesn't call it show business because he's a truth teller. But at the end of the day, Alex, you are the number one comedian out there. So you.
Well, we got to have some fun sometime. But seriously, tell us about yourself because people want to know about you. I mean, this obviously this last video, 10 million views on Twitter, tens of millions everywhere else. People really, really liked the last one. I wanted to play the one before last for folks that haven't seen it.
Well, Alex, everybody knows what's going on right now is problem, reaction, solution. These companies wanted to sell us a unlimited vaccine schedule. If you think the fourth booster is going to stop, we're going to be on the fifth booster. So what people don't realize is they manufactured a virus. Now, I'm not saying the virus isn't real, but they overblown it. Even in the media, they're talking about right now that they gave misinformation on the amount of children. They had a coding error. So they said there was more children that died from it than they actually...
Yeah, they're covering their ass now.
Exactly. So what's going on, guys, is they're lying to us. And Bill Casey, the ex-head of the CIA, said it best. He said, our disinformation campaign will be complete when everything the public believes is a lie. And that's what's happening right now. We do not know what is up. We do not know what is down. We do not know what is left. We do not know what is right. And that's a purpose deconstruction of our civility. And that's what they're doing. They want to cause us to fight each other so we don't actually go and fight the people that are causing all the problems, Alice.
Now, it seems to have worked on some people. So they're just getting dumber and dumber, deeper into the lie. But a lot of people, it seems to have backfired on.
Well, see, Alex, let me tell you something. When I first got into it, you inspired me. I'm not going to sit here in my knee pads and kiss your butt all day, but what I'm
you
saying...
You promised not to do that
again.
It's boring. Listen, you're a funny guy. Let's know. Everybody knows about Alex Jones.
Let's be funny. What I'm trying to say is, listen, they've been lying to us, and people are now realizing this, but when you come and you tell people information, you tell them young people are getting myocarditis at a level that they've never seen in the world, people aren't going to get that. So what you have to do is you have to use satire. You have to do cringe stuff in order to make people question the reality that we live in, because people don't want to ask questions, because everybody's a sheep. Everybody's just...
You're shaking them out of their doldrums.
Of course, and all I'm doing is put a mirror to the mainstream media because the mainstream media is bullcrap. I mean, we know that everything they tell us is a lie, and that's not some sort of hyperbole. That's not a cliche. That is the actual fact. And you look at any information you're talking about earlier, we knew Hunter Biden's laptop. We knew all the evidence on that laptop. Yet when the New York Post tweeted it, if you retweeted it, they canceled your account. I got a strike for, you know, just sharing it on my YouTube, the actual story about it. So the technocracy...
By the way, it gets worse. I've got articles in the Stack Today, we'll show coming up, where mainstream news articles with the head of the CDC admitting they overestimated the number of people that got sick or died, those are being censored and blocked. I mean, it's like Big Pharma is even in control of mainstream media when they try to finally tell the truth, or government officials. This is insane.
No, Alex, this is the most insane part, and I don't want to get too low vibrational, but my mom got diagnosed with COVID, went to the hospital, went to the ICU, was given remdesivir without our... We told them, do not give...
Oh, my God, that kills people.
My mom died. My mom died.
I didn't know that, brother.
My mom died October 25th. She was murdered at Baylor Hospital, the same hospital that fired Peter McCullough. I got him on camera saying, do not give my mom remdesivir. They gave my mom remdesivir, and she died 6 days later. So, guys, this is the problem.
Brother, I didn't know that. Well, tell us about your mom.
Yeah, well, my mom was the most important.
Take your time on this. It's a big deal. Start over.
Well, I just want to say my mom was my closest friend. She was my biggest fan, loved my content more than anything. And they murdered my mom because they know the protocols in the hospital is killing people. Why? Because they do have to inflate the numbers because not enough people are dying from the actual virus. So if you guys think that Big Pharma has your back, they don't. As a matter of fact, they just want to use you like cattle. They murdered my mom. The same hospital, Baylor Hospital in Dallas, Texas, that Peter McCullough got fired for saying this is not the proper protocol to treat this virus. Yet they never gave my mom a chance to live. They murdered her. They tied her to a bed. They put a CPAP machine, basically, duct taped to her face, basically, and they murdered my mother. And so this, I'm out for blood. So listen, I can talk about comedy all day. I can laugh because I have to laugh or else I'm going to cry. Every morning I wake up and I cry about my mom. So the New World Order, the Globus, they murdered the most important person in my life. So now this is the origin story for me, a guy, to go attack the New World Order because I...
Okay, I was missing a piece because there seemed to be kind of an anger and desperation in the rap, even though it seems funny, some pain there. I followed your videos, but I've not seen the memorial for your mother. The great crew will download that video. We're going to play that memorial you gave for her there at the city council in Dallas and in Plano, because this is a big, big deal. And again, for those that don't know, it's 100% fact that in a bunch of studies, the best remdesivir did with somebody with COVID was a 7% increase. And that turned out to be a fraud, but over a 36% chance it would cause total renal failure of the kidneys and other organs. So this Fauci, just like he used AZT to kill people that had HIV in the 80s and 90s, he did it again. Fauci literally ordered that. Fauci literally murdered your mother.
Alex, it's worse than that. I said, no remdesivir. No remdesivir! remdesivir is what I said. They still gave my mom remdesivir because the infectious disease specialist looked me in the face and says, I know more than you. I know better than you. And I said, but I asked you not to. Well, guess what? I'm not the doctor. So they murdered my mother. Now, I just hate sitting here.
How do they feel now? Have you talked to those scumbags?
Oh, my gosh, Alex, they escorted me out with the police. My mother died, when I held her hand, I watched her turn gray. She died in my arms. And they had a cop escort me out of Baylor Hospital after my mother died because they didn't know what I was going to do because they knew how emotional I was.
Well, that's it. They've turned these into, I mean, remdesivir and the ventilators are the new guillotines.
Alex, this is not a joke. I can joke all day, but the pain is the only reason that I try to joke around because it hurts so bad. So what I'm telling you guys is we are living in a world of lies. When you got a guy like Alex that's being persecuted so much, it's because he's hitting on target. It's not accidental. The reason they had to take him out because he's one of the only voices out there that is able to save remdesivir. If I said this on my channel, my own YouTube channel, they'd give me a strike. Even a video of my mother, I can get a strike talking about how my mother was murdered. So that's where we live. We live in a world where the technocracy can say, oh, you can kill Vladimir Putin. That's fine. But if you say that young people are getting myocarditis, if you say that this vaccine is not safe and effective when almonds, even almonds are not safe and effective for everyone. Do you think a bio-
Alex, stay there. Stay there, Mr. Stein.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Well, I've been watching Alex Stein stuff for a couple of years. I've seen his comedy and things. I was aware of his work. I didn't know his mother just died last October. He's with us here on the Alex Jones Show. He's got a lot of these big viral videos where he goes and raps and says things in front of different city councils up in the Dallas area. But I didn't know that in October of last year, a year after they knew, don't give remdesivir to people. Of course, Fauci knew from trials. 36% of people you give it to die of kidney failure alone, and then it just gets worse from there. If you give them morphine or opiates, it makes you stop breathing. And it turned out they give them even stronger drugs in the UK and knew it was to get rid of, quote, old people. So, Alex, I was telling you, let's get serious and cover serious news. You went right into that. Wow, I wasn't aware of it. Now that I notice, I went and looked at a Man.Up video and saw a video of you at the city council doing a memorial for her. We'll get to that next segment, but start at the beginning. Because, I mean, you know Dr. Peter McCullough. He worked there. He exposed it. I know he's helping you out with some lawsuit things. But for people that don't know, describe what happened, because this is a big deal.
So what happened was is my mom was not feeling well for about 2 weeks, honestly. But she wasn't feeling that bad. So I was getting her groceries. Then it got to where her breathing was, you know, kind of strained. She calls 911. They come to her house. The first night, they said, oh, well, she's stable by the time they got there. You don't need to go to the hospital because her doctor, she had a telemedicine meeting, and her doctor gave her albuterol for the breathing, right? So then the second night, my mom faints while she's on the couch. So she calls 911 before she can even call me. She goes straight to the hospital. I go to check on her in the morning. I dial 911 to see if they picked up my mom. They had. So then I go to the hospital. The first day, they had my mom sign a DNR. We told them, no remdesivir. Do not give my mom any remdesivir.
They had your mom sign a do not resuscitate.
The first time we got there, as a matter of fact, they had the palliative care come to us the first day while my mom's still breathing, while my mom is talking to me. And then
they might as well just had someone in a Grim Reaper outfit.
And see, this is the thing, is my mom had an accident, so my mom was on disability, and they knew that. My mom was on Medicaid, even though she's only 60 years old. And they knew that. They know the remdesivir is $1,800 a shot. And you look at Baylor Hospital, which is the worst hospital in the entire world. So they took advantage of that. They knew that my mom was an open checkbook for whatever they could prescribe, they gave her. They did not take proper care. And so what happened was, this is the same hospital that Peter McCullough was fired from. So now I'm working with Peter McCullough's attorney to file a medical malpractice lawsuit. But the problem is, now they can, on the death certificate, it says COVID. So now I'm fighting an uphill battle. It doesn't say that she died from the flu is filling up her lungs and her kidneys. It says she died of COVID. So I'm not going to have an easy court case. This isn't going to be some money payday, even though I have them on tape saying, I told you, don't give my mom remdesivir. I got this on tape.
By the way, she gave you the power to direct that.
Yes, 100%. And yet they still gave it to her because
they get $53,000 for anybody they intubate.
Yes.
And there's a bounty.
Well, this is what we said. We walked there. We said, no intubation, no matter what, no intubation. And when we said that, we said, no intubation, no matter what. They said, well, here's a DNR. Your mom's going to die. The palliative care came. All because they wanted to intubate her as soon as we got there. So as a matter of fact, they let my mom die slowly. It wasn't some sort of – I almost would have felt better if my mom was intubated and didn't have to feel the pain that she went through. But I watched my mom struggle and take her last breath. And, I mean, I don't even want to cry. I don't want to get emotional.
Did they give her steroids?
They gave her a cocktail of medicine. That is what killed her, Alex. It was
the ivermectin.
It was – no, they didn't give her ivermectin. We asked for ivermectin, and they looked at me like I was some jerk.
By the way, they admit remdesivir causes massive organ failure.
Of course. And listen, this isn't an accident. Like you said earlier, Dr. Fauci during the AIDS epidemic was giving people AZT, which is some back-ordered cancer drug that didn't help people. As a matter of fact, it killed people. So listen, this isn't a conspiracy theory. I wear my tinfoil hat all the time. I love conspiracies. But I'm telling you, this is not a conspiracy. This is a fact. My mom died because of the globalists, because they have big pharma murdered my mom to pump up their numbers to make a vaccine that will never end, a schedule that will never, ever end. And I'm telling you right now, Alex, it's not. I'm not done fighting the globalists. Like, you are fighting globalists. They mess with the wrong guy. I'm just telling you that much, Alex.
Well, they know good and well what they did. They planned the whole thing out. England a year and a half before ordered over 100 times what they normally had of a drug even stronger than morphine that they use in assisted suicide that makes you stop breathing. And then they gave it to hundreds of thousands of people they killed.
Yes, and this is the thing, guys. You're like, oh, what is COVID? Well, we've had SARS, sudden acute respiratory syndrome, MERS, before March of 2020. So there have been viral diseases, but what happens is in a normal year, about 60 to 100,000 people die of those viruses. So that number is about the same this past year. But in order
Well, in 2020 it was. Now it exploded because of the vaccines.
Of course. And guys, listen, you're going to talk about the vaccine. Oh, I know somebody who got the vaccine, totally fine. But I also know children that got the vaccine that had heart attacks. The news is trying to cover up, like Alex said.
Now they tell you heart attacks are normal in kids.
Of course, yeah. They said, oh, kids are stressed. Oh, that's why they're having heart attacks. It has nothing to do with a bioweapon that they're putting in your vein. And it's a never-ending schedule. Just look at Israel. They're on their fourth booster. Their numbers are going up. And that's what they're going to do now. They're going to do a fourth booster.
And you never, exactly. And then you wonder why the hospitals are full. Every country that takes the shots, the hospitalizations explode.
Well, Alex, these hospitals are in the, they're a business, a capitalist business. This is not some sort of, oh, go lucky, we're trying to save your life. And the doctors that murdered my mom, I wouldn't have brought my cat to them. I have more respect for my veterinarian than I had for these doctors. They were right off the medical school boat, whatever you want to call it, and they were a clown. They were a joke. And that's why my mom had to die, because in any ICU, you're going to get some doctor that just graduated school that doesn't know his derriere from his elbow, and he's going to sit there and just listen to whatever the proper protocol is. But this protocol is what killed my mother.
Which allows, again, murder through medicine. The Soviets did it. The Nazis did it. And they all know it's a lie, but they followed orders. And this is the new woke medicine where they've now committed these massive crimes. They've committed murder. And don't worry, the system now has an army that'll do whatever they want when they release the next bioweapon, which Fauci says is imminent, and he wants more lockdowns after the midterms.
And Alex, I want to say this. You just played a clip of the dancing nurses. When I was at the hospital, I was there for hours every single day. I'd go down, I'd go get, you know, the Chick-fil-A or whatever, and I would see the nurses making TikTok dances. While my mom is dying, I would see nurses joking around, having a little kowtow.
That's because they kicked everybody else out. So they could carry out their operation with no one looking and wouldn't let most areas family in to even see what they were doing.
Well, luckily, you know, you're allowed to go. Every single day I had to sign a COVID release like I cared. And they were so mad at me. They were actually mad that I was in there, Alex. I'm telling you, they looked at me. They were like, are you not afraid of getting COVID? We really don't recommend you being with your mom while she dies. I'm like, I would be with my mom if she had the most viral disease in the world, because I would die for my mother. Yet they look at me for wanting to be there with my mom like I was some jerk, like I was some psychopath.
And again, it was really also the big hospitals and nursing homes to get $53,000 for every person they killed.
Yeah, well, and they got $39,000, I think, just for her being diagnosed with COVID.
Yeah.
So, listen, we are...
Get another $15,000 for putting the tube down the throat.
And, guys, they...
Another $10,000 when they kill them. So, I guess it's $63,000, sorry.
No, they made more money than my mom had in the bank killing her. And I'm telling you, I would have paid that money a million times over to save her life. But that doesn't matter, because those doctors were not interested in saving my mom's life. Those doctors were just interested in following orders. And that's the problem.
And again, this is all a technocracy beta test, what they're getting ready to roll out even bigger.
For sure. And guys, you know any doctor, all these doctors do are follow orders. None of these doctors are actually making decisions on their own. As a matter of fact, when I went...
They might as well be robots.
Well, when I went to CVS to go try to fill it up for ivermectin, if they said that was for coronavirus, they wouldn't even give it to me. They wouldn't even give me ivermectin. So listen, they can control...
The left is for assisted suicide and for cutting little boys' genitals off, but if you want to give them a pill that they admit is safe but they claim doesn't work, you can't have it.
Alex,
because they're tyrants, because they're control freaks, because they're murderers, because they're corporate front people posing as liberals who are actually a bunch of dangerous pedophiles.
Alex, just look at Nigeria. Nigeria has the lowest numbers of COVID in the world. They prescribe ivermectin like crazy because they have parasites in their water.
India.
Yeah, India, listen, and those numbers of COVID are all the way down. So I'm not saying that ivermectin is a cure-all, but it would help. These people are not trying to help. They're trying to help.
And, Alex, here's the deal, though. They're just pausing here because they knew we woke up and we're about to hit the crest of awakening. They're bringing this all back. That's the plan. So we got to keep hammering these people and call for justice. Bill Gates, Peter Daszak, Fauci, they all need to go to prison. We have them red-handed. They've been caught. They cooked the weapon up. They released it. And then the injection is even worse. It's the same thing.
Reset Wars.
Reset Wars is legit.
Reset Wars has been a great tool in both recapping.
Amazing and eye-opening.
It really dives deeper into yourself and into the bigger picture that doesn't necessarily go across political lines or religious lines, but about all of us as a human species coming together.
I'm a combat veteran, and I mean, that brought me close to God, but what Alex goes through
from and even closer. I can feel God in my life now. The viruses that Alex talks to you about that are subconsciously programmed into your brain and how to erase those programs and install new.
Reset Wars is a step beyond what you already get in regular InfoWars broadcasts. It's an academic level course that will raise your awareness and help you live a more conscious and self-determined life. If you're on the fence about Reset Wars, it's time to get off the fence. Join Reset Wars today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
I lost family and friends to the bioweapon that was created by Fauci and the globalist Bill Gates on record. And then they rolled their weapon out on purpose to remove Trump from office. He, of course, fell for their trick to roll out the vaccine. Who could imagine they were going to roll out the same thing that's in the virus, spike protein, in a shot? But they did, and now we know the carnage. And what's happened since then. I've got some big news on that front. I was already planning to get into with Alex Stein here, who is already a well-known talk show host and comedian, but then I didn't know that his mother had actually died last October, despite the fact that he was informed, knew what was going on, and had the power of attorney or, you know, a power over life. With that, they just overread and did what they wanted. And I've talked to a lot of medical doctors. You know, my dad's a physician, retired. And they just say this is the tyranny of the new corporate medicine, where the bioethics boards with the big companies that own the hospitals, they make the decision. Alex Stein is here with us. We actually have a clip People, you tell folks the whole name of the video. They want to find it on your YouTube or at man.video. They can see the whole thing. You actually have video of you telling them no remdesivir. Because this was a year after it had already killed a bunch of people around the world and was well known in a lot of hospitals, but we're not giving it anymore. This is just crazy. But these guys took their directive, I guess, directly from Fauci. Damn them to hell. Tell us what happened.
So in this clip, the first clip we're going to play, I talk about how I told the doctors no remdesivir. And you're going to see the palliative care doctor, and off screen you're going to see Dr. Snow. That's the one that okayed the medicine for my mother. So this clip, this is my mom dying right here. This is not, you know, I like to joke around, I like to laugh, but I'm telling you, the only reason why is because I'm in so much pain. It's the only thing that makes it, you know, even livable, because my life is actually a living nightmare. So in this video, the last 20 seconds, I tell them no remdesivir, and they just look at me like I'm some sort of conspiracy tinfoil hat idiot, and I'm telling you
that. Which on record fills up the body with fluid because the kidneys fail.
Oh, 100%, and her health declined rapidly after they gave her the remdesivir. So if you have the clip, the last 20 seconds.
Roll it.
Yeah.
Well, I just don't understand why I said I didn't want on remdesivir when you guys put on remdesivir.
That was the infectious disease doctors, and she had already been on that and completed the course.
Yeah, but I'm talking about before the first day we're in here, I said we didn't want to do that. And you guys did that anyway.
So if you look at the studies right now.
Listen, I don't care about the studies. I asked you not to do something, and you did it. Okay? That's the problem.
That's what they say to me. They said, oh, well, the study told us to do it. Guys, they murdered my mother. I don't care what you say. Anybody can look me in the face. I watched my mom get murdered, and I told them, do not give her...
Well, look, it's on record Fauci does. This is how he kills people. He does it through the medical system. He commits the same crime in different ways over and over again. It's classic. We have all the documents. Nuremberg 2, they should all be charged and brought up on crimes against humanity charges. Let's now describe this city council. Dallas City Council, this is not you doing a rap video. This is you right after... She's died, giving a memorial. Tell us about this. We'll go to the clip.
Well, this is just me, you know, talking about how my mom was murdered, trying to bring awareness to it. So this wasn't me being a goofball or clown like normal. So this is the problem, though, Alex. I go up there and I spill my heart and soul out there, and they look at me like I'm some freak. That's the sad problem with these politicians. That's why I have to act goofy, because these are what I call non-playable characters. That's video game terminology that they're not going to interact with us. These politicians, once we elect them, they think they're better than us.
Well, they're like these new doctors. It's all about not caring, not having the facts, not having empathy, and carrying out their orders from Klaus Schwab that come down the directive, just like Trudeau, just like all of them. Let's go ahead and roll this tape. Dallas City Council Memorial.
Hello. Usually I come here to joke around or say something, you know, to highlight the absurdity and hypocrisy of our elected officials. But today is not that day, because my mom was murdered on October 25th at Baylor Hospital. She was given remdesivir without our authority. We told them specifically not to give her remdesivir. 5 days later, all of my mom's organs shut down. We showed them the studies. Over 30% of the people that were given remdesivir in the studies died. We told the doctor, the infectious disease specialist, do not give my mom remdesivir. Guess what they did? They gave her a 5-day cycle, and my mom is dead. She's dead. She died at Baylor Hospital, tied to a bed with a ventilator stuck to her, taped to her face with her hands tied to the bed because she was ripping it off. What they did to my mom by slowly torturing her to death will not happen to me, because I'm not going to go out like that, first of all. Nobody should go out like that. Every single person on this council should hope and pray that you do not receive the same care that my mom received at Baylor Hospital when she was murdered. You guys better hope and pray that when you are in a circumstance, when you have need life-saving treatment, and you tell the doctor to do something, you better go to a hospital where they would listen to you. Because at Baylor Hospital, they wanted to ventilate my mom as soon as she got there. While she was walking and talking in the hospital, they wanted to ventilate her, because they get a $39,000 federal funding every time somebody is on a ventilator. And now my mom is dead, given an experimental drug. And so now I have to live with this pain every single day for the rest of my life. So I wrote a little poem to honor my mom. I miss my mother more than I ever thought. I've been to hell, and boy, it's hot. Watching my mom die in front of my face, it was more painful than a bottle of mace. Sometimes you forget the world is so bad until you go to Baylor Hospital and die before your son's dad. I will never recover from this pain. The memory of my mom dying is tattooed in my brain. I don't wish this hurt on any mortal soul. The feeling is empty, like a shattered bowl. I lost my number one fan on the earth. Without my mother, I feel little worth. Please don't let my mom die in worthless vain. Baylor Hospital killed her with a side of extra pain. My story is not unique in the slightest. So hug your mom and dad while they're still the brightest. Because my mom is dead and my heart is broken, you can lose a loved one before you finish that cig that you're smoking. And I'm telling you guys, we told these doctors at Baylor Hospital, do not give my mom remdesivir. 5 days later, tied to a bed, all of her organs failed, and she died in my arm. I watched my mom turn gray. And now that I've been to hell and back, my mom will not die in vain. And the people at Baylor Hospital, they will know what they did was wrong, because I will bring and highlight the travesty of the murder of Kelly Fahey Stein by the hands of Baylor Hospital in Dallas, Texas. So my mom will not die in vain. R.I.P. Mom, I miss you more than anything in this entire world, and you shouldn't have had to die at 60 years old. Thank you.
Thank you. Thomas Lambert.
All right, let me lay this out for people, and obviously you comment about your mother. It's not like Alex Stein is just pissed off because his mom died. We know how they made the virus. We have the emails, the documents, the funding, how they prepared to release it to, quote, blow up the old system and bring in mRNA, gene therapy, gene editing takeover, and studying the spike protein, studying how the vaccine would actually give you permanent infections of long COVID. They did it all. Then they rolled out the remdesivir that all the world killed people, so most places stopped it in a few months. Even New York, by October last year when they killed your mother, had to stop ventilating people when they were standing up, because ventilating somebody with COVID kills them. So Baylor knew that's what's incredible and was doing stuff late last year when almost everybody else had quit, like robots, because that's what the hospital directive told them to get the maximum amount of money. And let me tell you, you think you want to bring judgment on them? God will bring judgment on all these people. Whatever they did to you and your mother is going to be done to them sevenfold by God. You can guarantee it.
Well, that's a fact. I mean, I'm going to tell you something. My mom will not die in vain. I will never stop fighting these evil people that did this to my mom, because nobody else that I know or love is going to be murdered like that. Now, I'm telling you, some stuff is out of my control, even though I was at the hospital, because they will look you in your face and lie to you. These same people that you're supposed to trust, these doctors, will say, oh, we're not going to do that, and they do it behind your back, and they say that they know better. So the
they'll tell you they're not going to vaccinate your baby with some deadly shot and do it anyways.
Well, and we know.
Because they're criminals.
But even, I mean, if you look at the vax schedule, they even say the MMR vaccine, if they didn't give it at a certain time, it wouldn't cause autism. Yet they still recommend to give it to, at such an early age. Where the numbers, they say, oh, correlation doesn't mean causation. That's how evil these people are. And it's the same people that will lie to you on the news. So you cannot ever, ever know what the truth is. Because like I said at the beginning of this interview, Bill Casey, the head of the CIA, said the biggest disinformation campaign, you'll know that we're winning this campaign when everything everybody believes is a lie. And that's what's going on now. Even the doctors know this is bullcrap, but they do it. And they're following orders, killing people on purpose, Alex.
We started winning in the last few months around the world. Our numbers were exploding. They were losing more whistleblowers. So now they're acting like they're backing off their medical tyranny, hoping we fall asleep. Now, we know you're never going to go away until we get rid of you. We know you're going to keep coming back. So we're on you, and we're not going to stop exposing the medical tyranny, and we're going to bring Bill Gates and the globalists to justice.
Yeah, and it can't happen fast enough. But that's what's happening now, guys. It's all wag the dog. They're trying to distract us because people are waking up. People are tired of the mask.
All right, stay there. The other side of Alex Stein. On the other side, a ton of news. I'm hosting third and fourth hour as well. You.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It has been noted by many a historian, the first casualty of war is the truth. Then the next big casualty isn't even the people that die. No, that invariably follows. But first, there is the crackdown on populations, basic liberty, and speech, and massive censorship. And now, across the world, from the United States to Europe, legislation is being introduced that if you amplify any, quote, pro-Russian information, you can be censored, you can be arrested, you can be imprisoned. And, of course, now Canada's introduced legislation that if you have a thought crime and they think you may have the intent to engage in hate speech online, that you will be censored and arrested. Ladies and gentlemen, the authoritarianism is being carried out by the globalists around the world against humanity. That makes InfoWars.com more important than ever.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dallas. I want to invite him to come down sometime and co-host with me. And his story is just incredible. His mother was killed. The evidence is overwhelming by remdesivir, and that is a default position of these people, but it's only going to be education that stops them next time, because they've said they're going to release a new virus. They've said more variants are coming. And until Fauci and all of them go to prison for what they've done, they're going to keep doing it over and over and over again. If you're a new listener, you're like, wow, this is incredible. Folks, we've done endless shows with top scientists with all the documents, how they made it, how they created it, how they went to the Pentagon and said, we want to release this in China. And they said, are you crazy? That'll start a war. So Peter Daszak and them did it on their own to take over the planet, and they own the patents to then treat the very thing they released. The company helped, set up by Bill Gates and the rest of it. Moderna had the COVID-19 and the spike protein in 2016. This is just incredible. Yeah, there's video of him admitting it all before COVID was released, or right when it was being released, before it was announced, to cover their ass. Alex Stein, where do you see all this going?
Well, let me tell you something. We're under constant trauma-based mind control. They want to keep people in that fight-or-flight state of mind so that they can control them, so you can't see 2 inches in front of your face. But like you said, people are waking up. But sadly, what they're going to do now, what just happened, is a beta program for the climate change lockdowns, for future lockdowns or future variants. So if you don't stand up and do something and be civilly disobedient, I'm not saying be dumb disobedient. Do it with civility, because that's what they can't stop. If you can be civilly disobedient, then we can actually win this culture war, this whatever.
Oh, yeah, we won round two, but and I don't mean to interrupt you, but I keep meaning to make this point. Keep going. I'm going to make the point in a moment.
No, well, I'm just saying, guys, you have to be civilly disobedient. We have to do something because it's not going to stop. This is just the beta test. This is just the start. And they've had viruses. They've been wanting to do this with SARS, with MERS, and they had to do it this time because they had to steal an election from Trump with mail-in ballots. So they had to pump up this virus, and then they had to kill people in order to get us used to the lockdown lifestyle. So when they do it again, people run to it because there's people that love wearing their masks. There are people that love the lockdown because their life is such crap. They want to bring people down with them. Misery loves company, and that's what's happening right now. They keep us all in this state of constant trauma-based mind control so that we bring people down with us, and that's what's happening, Alex.
Keep laying it on them, brother.
Well, I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop till the day I die, and they're going to have to kill me to stop, and I know they're going to try to take me out at one point. They're going to try to shadow ban me or whatever they can, but I'm telling you, I am not going to stop fighting for the truth until the day I die because we live under constant lies, and people need to understand that.
Absolutely. You know, I think everybody should do what you do and go to city halls, county commission, school boards, and just speak about whatever issues you want, and the people should be heard. And just through those venues, all of it basically goes viral. I mean, even if just the school board or the city council hears you and those watching a local cable see you, you're reaching thousands. But when it gets picked up, you're reaching tens of millions. I mean, your latest video has got to have 30 million views.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's been shared by every single big account, too. You know, even the stupid Young Turks fell for it. I don't know if you saw that. They played it, and they said it was their favorite video ever. They're such imbeciles. They believe that.
They didn't get the satire.
They didn't get. That's how dumb they are.
Actually, they're so evil, they thought they could trick their viewers. I think you underestimate.
Well, maybe.
They've taken videos of me with 1 and 2 second clips and totally edited them together to say the opposite. They are really evil. They're fully funded by George Soros.
No, they're the worst. And guys, you don't realize this George Soros guy that we're talking about, he's putting all these crooked district attorneys in all these cities. They're poisoning us from the inside, from the very small local.
So they can then medically kill us. He also had them do the strains to weaponize marijuana where it causes brain damage and schizophrenia.
Yeah, but forget about the marijuana. Marijuana is terrible, but they have Chinese fentanyl coming through the border that are murdering my friends. I've had friends die of a drug overdose. They thought they were taking Vicodin, and that was a pressed pill with fentanyl. So it's not some accident that this Chinese fentanyl is killing everybody. They like it. They want you to be sad. They want your child to die, and that is not hyperbole. They want to murder you, make you feel guilty about it, so they can control you even more.
And I want to be clear. I've always been for drug decriminalization, but the marijuana now is not the marijuana it was even 10 years ago or 20 years ago. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I smoked some pot with Mike Tyson and was stoned for 2 days, okay? And that interview's coming out soon. And Mike's a good guy, and I don't think he's put people in prison for it. The whole point is that this is extremely strong, and people that don't have any drive, it'll destroy them.
Yeah, but Alex, it's not just the drugs. I mean, there's a reason there's a liquor store in every corner. They want you dumb, drunk, high, and stoned on purpose so that you cannot actually go after the people that are causing.
Although you're absolutely right. There's no doubt alcohol's even worse. You're right.
And I mean, listen, I'm not some, you know, teetotaler. Everybody, life is short. Have some fun. But at the same time, do not let these people, these evil people, influence you to make decisions that are going to kill you at the end of the day. And
well, yeah, I mean, they're setting up a medical, biomedical surveillance tyranny, bringing a world government on it, admitting that. And now getting ready for new lockdowns and new attacks. Other parts of the world are still locked down. We have got to say no to this. We've got to not just let them squeeze us and then they turn loose for a minute and then squeeze us even tighter. I've told everybody that's the plan. They have psychological graphs explaining how they're doing it. We've got to come together and say no. I mean, here they are. Well, they're now announcing climate lockdowns because of Putin, because there's not enough energy as they turn off the energy everywhere.
Well, Alex, look at every CVS is adding a doctor there. What's going to happen is in the very near future, you're not even going to go to a doctor. It's going to be all telemedicine. And like you've said before,
all shots and drugs.
Yeah, you're going to be talking to a doctor in New York. You're going to say, and they're going to say, oh, you're getting a team of doctors at the same time where you're doing it over Skype. And these doctors are going to prescribe something that's literally going to kill you. So they are actually disconnecting us from actually trying to get.
They're just pill dispensers for Big Pharma.
100%. And if you want the right pill, ivermectin, you can't even have it. So the pills they give you are crap. They want you dead. I'm not saying that. That's not cliche.
Absolutely, my friend. I mean, they're depopulationists. Bill Gates and all of them. Peter Daszak says he wants to depopulate. And then he runs a deadly biolab. I mean, it's like 12 monkeys.
Well, look at William Gates Sr. That's Bill Gates' dad. Started Planned Parenthood with Margaret Sanger. Guys, Planned Parenthood kills babies. There's nothing more evil than killing a baby. They talk about, oh, that's women's health care. What about that baby's health care? They don't care about that. And as a matter of fact, they're trying to pass legislation where they can kill a baby 28 days after birth. That's not a joke. 28 days after birth. Think about that.
They're ultra-rich people that want to get rid of the rest of us. And if we let them do it, we deserve it.
Well, you know, sadly, we don't deserve it, but I know what you're saying because we're letting them do it. We're giving them consent. What they do is they trick us into giving us consent, and they have to do that for their karma. And they know what they're doing, but the sad thing is everybody else doesn't, Alex.
All right, listen, I want to invite you back again very, very soon to be in studio with us again. Tell everybody how they follow you, how they find you, and the great work you're doing.
Guys, you can follow me, AlexStein99. If you can't find me, you're not looking. But I just want to say, and I'm not just trying to plug, but guys, you guys need to support Alex. He's lost his First Amendment right of freedom of speech, and now he's going through an actual legal battle that is unfair for what he said was the truth. But guys, it's never going to end. Alex is he's just an example. It's going to happen to you. It's going to happen to me. He's just the tip of the spear. So we need to protect Alex at all costs, because by protecting him, you protect people like me, because I wouldn't be where I am today. I wouldn't be making viral videos if it wasn't for a guy like this opening my eyes. So guys, all I can say is please come and support me, but definitely support the InfoWars.
Sure. I mean, you just do a lot of great videos. I like your Man on the Street. I like the reportage you're doing. It's great. You do a lot of diverse stuff. People can find it at Conspiracy Castle everywhere. You've got a great page on Man.Video. Listen, I'm fine. In fact, 20% of people used to hate me. Now I walk down the street, all I get is love. Because people really are awake now. Now they've got to put that awakeness into action. Our issue is we built Band.Video and all of this, and we have to pay for our own bandwidth and our own systems and our own uplinks and our own crew and all the infrastructure that costs millions and millions of dollars a quarter. People say, well, why doesn't everybody just start their own network? Why doesn't everybody just start their own servers? Well, you can go get a video server thing and have a little site you've got with a few thousand viewers here and there, and you know your bill will be a few hundred bucks a month. When you're getting 5, 6, 7, 8 million views a day, which some days we get 10 million, most days about 5 million alone at Band.Video. Those are people watching those videos. And it's just when you click on it, it counts. Well, some videos are long, some are short. We serve out people's films that are censored that are 2 hours long. That cost us thousands and thousands of dollars when one of their films gets 500 to a million views. And I'm not bitching. I'm just simply saying you cannot fund a better tip of the spear. We have the biggest sale in our history running, 25 to 75% off. A lot of T-shirts, books, and films that are excellent, that are amazing, that I've got to move out. A clearance sale to get funds even in to operate. This is our biggest sale ever, up to 75% off. A bunch of amazing T-shirts that I never wore, never promoted on air. I wore them privately. They're like, hey, man, you've made like 50 shirts designs last year, Alex. Most of these I designed, so some are great, some are okay. This is why we have a shortfall of in just this quarter of $300,000. So I need to move all this excess inventory out. A lot of the other stuff has already been sold out, but this is the stuff that hasn't sold out or just came back into stock, like the great BioTrue Selenium, 40% off. Vaso Beats, 40% off. Again, those sell out quickly, but I'm offering those discounted too. Super Magnesium, a fizzy drink that has both the different types of magnesium. It's really high-end and low price. It's back in stock, 25% off. A Vitamin D3 high-quality gummies, 25% off. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. But we've got Save the Frogs, InfoWars.com flags that are big, nice flags, $9.95. T-shirts as low as $5 at cost. Some of them, we've got bullet bottle openers. We've got so much. We've got Let's Go Brandon shirts. We've got it all. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Do you got to go?
No, I mean, I can stay out.
Why don't you hold over another 30 minutes with us? Because we're going to go into overdrive here. In just a few minutes on the other side.
And I got a...
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.